Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, yesterday, I was recording a podcast.
Oh.
With Anele and Trevor. You know, I only record with my friends. I don't mess around.
Yeah, all podcasts and chill. Yeah, I know.
So, and we're having a discussion. Anybody that knows me will know I love reciprocal discussion. Like, I love debates. I love to discuss things.
Vociferous
is, let's say, he's not heated, but a spirited argument.
Oh, it's under debate.
Yeah.
All right.
So now, we have this discussion, and I pride myself with, like, whatever it is that I've read and whatever, right? So, in this discussion, Trevor then speaks about ChatGPT. He's like, hey, so, you know, do you use ChatGPT? And I've never installed it on my phone yet. Really? I've just never used it, yeah. He's like, why? And I said, well, I feel like it's cheating.
Okay.
And then and he's like, why is it cheating? And I was like, because, bro, like, people are now talking about things they don't know about. And then she says, okay, but the things that you do know, how do you know them? I said, I got them from a book.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, ChatGPT is like having a book with you all the time.
Yeah, it's a summarized version.
On everything.
But yeah. This is the thing. I disagree. Let me tell you why I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you read a book gives you understanding of the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
A book doesn't just give you the answer. It gives you understanding. And then, based on your understanding, you can then derive the answer. The joy is in deriving and determining the answer. Even in maths, the proof is in the pudding. When you get to working out the sum, that's the beauty of it. That's why it's not really that impressive to have a calculator where you just punch in what the question is. You need to get to the answer. That's what it is. And you see, how I get to interact with the person is seeing how they reason with the information that they have. That's the joy for me. And so that's why I feel like, ChatGPT is a cheat. And you know, when you have a discussion, specifically maybe let's say a technical discussion or an academic discussion, there are fundamentals that we all need to abide by and agree upon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've studied this thing, you know the fundamentals. The people that use ChatGPT don't know the fundamentals. Yeah. They just come with the answer. It's like, dude, I can't speak to you about this thing. You don't even know why you're saying that. Like, honestly, you're wasting my time.
Yeah, this ChatGPT is breeding a lot of ignorant people, honestly. I don't have it either, and I do feel the same way you feel, that it's cheating. I sometimes feel like I'm cheating when I'm driving and listening to a podcast sometimes, where it's a summary of some sort of a book or something like that. And the same way I feel about documentaries, that still there's something else that you get from reading a book, because it feels like it's passive. How you consume the knowledge is more passive if it's a documentary or something like that. But when reading, you're really exercising certain aspects of your brain that are more stimulated as opposed to watching a documentary, which is something I'd always insisted with my daughter. So for me, ChatGPT, I don't like it. I share your views, and I actually wish my own daughter would not download it.
And by the way, it's not to say that just because we engage in discussions, we know everything. But you learn from speaking to other people who do know everything, right? Well, not everything, but at least know that subject matter that you're discussing. Mm-hmm. There's an app that I'm looking for, Blinkist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So Blinkist is exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
They take complex matters and they take complex ideas and articles and they condense them so that you can read them in a blink.
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, if it's about the economy, you're not an economist, you're a Blinkist, right? So you're a mile wide, but an inch deep, which is not how people should be.
I feel there is space for both in today's environment, right? Because people want to gain knowledge, like, for instance, you have to get into a new job and you have to hit the ground running. In certain instances, like a Blinkist, it would help you, at least give you just that little bit of knowledge that you need to get into the job, and then the rest you will figure it out as time goes, right? But when it is cheating, for instance, is when kids do their assignments and do their homeworks using ChatGPT. Because then in that instance, you're not learning anything. You're just regurgitating, which is something we've encouraged kids not to do. For instance, with my son, how he's busy writing exams now, how I've always encouraged him to study is, when you are writing an exam, they are not testing how well you regurgitate regurgitate, they're testing your understanding. Mm. Do you understand what it is you are writing on that piece of paper? Mm. Because if all you're doing is regurgitating, then you're not learning anything. And a lot of us, especially Bantustan and Model C education, all we did was regurgitate, which is why in school you would sit there and say, 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times... All you do is regurgitate, but you do not quite understand how you got to the answer.
That's why some of us past Afrikaans, we can't speak it till today because of the cramming. Yeah. But I feel like it's a tool and there's a place for it. And just like any other tool, it can be abused. Mm. And like any other tool, if you rely on it, it will steal from your, you know, faculties and what you can actually do. It's like calculators. Remember in primary school, in order for us to develop our arithmetics in our head, we needed to not use a calculator.
An abacus.
Yes. But once you get to grade 8, 9, you're allowed to use, because you know what's 50 times 4 off by head, off by heart. Mm. And then that tool, now you can use it. So I feel like it's a tool and you got to be smart how you use it, not rely on it.
Mm. So meaning the formative years, they probably shouldn't use it. We are the ones that can because we've developed the cognitive skills and we've done all of that. So for us, it's good then. Not for children.
No, but it's not.
It depends on what you
But here's the thing. Yeah. Everybody's always in a formative stage of something because knowledge is infinite. Mm-hmm. So you're always a novice or a beginner at something, right?
Yeah. True. Yeah.
And people are now engaging in discussions that are way above their IQ levels just because they've got ChatGPT. Yes. It's like, bro, I gotta be. I need to suspect.
You can't discuss.
I'm not saying you're stupid. You just don't know this one. You don't know this one.
And it's okay to not know it.
And they're there on Twitter. Dialectical materialism.
Yeah. But
maybe I'm old school also. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm gatekeeping.
No.
Maybe I'm not as gatekeeping.
I hear what you're saying, but I still say, if you are getting into a subject that you might not understand, just to get the basics, ChatGPT does not hurt. But it is what you do after that matters. If you are now going to pretend to be an expert in a particular field based on ChatGPT, then we have a problem. But if you are going to look at that and say, oh, this is a subject that interests me, and you go forth and study further or even read up on it further, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are.
Ugutwena, you don't know how to use ChatGPT. You tell it to say, okay, tell me how you worked it out, analyze, or tell me like I'm a professor or like I'm a child. It's just that you don't know how to use the tool. It does all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I haven't used it, so I don't know how to use it.
Yo, guys, I'm so happy someone is finally having this discussion, because right now I'm going to work where I am led by a boss that lives on ChatGPT. Everything is ChatGPT. And I work in marketing. And I work in comms. Imagine my frustration.
Mandisa in Orlando.
Hi, Psyza, how are you?
We are well, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks. I use EcoPilot. That is the best tool ever. Like, because what I do is I'm mostly in like meetings and board meetings and all that, right? So when you listen to minutes and you have to summarize everything, it can take you like literally a whole day. So now with ChatGPT, with Copilot, what I do is I just put in the different types of recordings, and then it will just summarize for me in minute form, and then I can just do my minutes and just review them. And with also like different types of things that we need to do, you just feed it, let's say even when you're doing a tender, you just feed it a document and you say, please answer these questions according to previous tenders that we've done. It's the best tool ever. And then what you just do is you just proofread and make sure that everything is aligned with what you say normally. And then it works. Like, I am for it. If you're not late,
That's what I'm saying.
It's working smart. That's
the way. Sharp, Mandisa, sharp. I'm gonna prepare tomorrow show on ChatGPT.
And you can. And it works.
The thing is, sometimes the app is as smart as you are, depending on the prompts, like she said.
Yes.
Yo, Sizwe, sibona imihlolo ngeChatGPT. Kunabantu abaqeda ukugraduate last year, mara they can't apply themselves. Instead, umuntu akwate when you ask them to apply themselves. I mean, you are just a qualified accountant. Apply yourself. Akuna ChatGPT, like, you need to understand debit and credit. Yo, savelelwa. People must learn. They must fool themselves.
Anwaza ama fundamentals kingayeni. That's why.
Yeah, no, sis, I don't agree with you this time. Generative AI is here to stay, Baba.
So I have ChatGPT. I don't use it for like your serious things. I will just use it for, you know, as a pastime. But I, for me, ChatGPT is what Miss Rachel is to parents and kids. I use it if I feel like I don't want to bother my friends or my family. I will just talk to ChatGPT and we will have a full-on conversation. So I absolutely love it. I use it for more of a leisure, not your more serious things, but I absolutely love it. It even speaks to you as if they're human and they're right next to you. So I absolutely love it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.